Hello, Graham. We are here to talk about the IPCC for the Ibero-American Radio The Microscope. Graham, what is the IPCC membership?
Well, thank you very much, Hernan. I'm very grateful to be able to participate in this exciting new adventure, and I wish it every success. Turning to your question, there are really two main kinds of members of IFCC. We have full member national societies, of which we have 86 countries in the world, and we have corporate members representing the diagnostics industry, of which we have 45 companies. And together, these represent more than 35,000 of the most senior experts in laboratory medicine worldwide.
What is the structure of the IFCC?
IFCC is an organization of organizations. So it has a council, but that only meets every 3 years. So in between times, it's run by an executive board, which meets on a regular basis with elected members from all over the world. In addition, most of the really good work within IFCC is done within three divisions. We have a scientific division, an education and management division, and a communications and publications division. And at any point in time, these divisions are tackling more than 50 different projects and involving more than 300 experts from around the world. And finally, we have regional federations in Central and South America. Cola Biocchi is the IFCC regional federation.
Okay, what is the role of the IPCC?
The role of IFCC is very wide, but if we try and summarize, it's to advance the science and clinical practice of laboratory medicine worldwide. It's to raise the quality of laboratory medicine worldwide. It's to promote the contribution of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine to healthcare. And finally, it's to share science, clinical practice, and management expertise through publications and conferences.
Why is the laboratory medicine important for the healthcare?
Well, laboratory medicine contributes to almost 70% of all clinical decisions. And we do this with an expenditure of less than 4% of the healthcare budget. So that's a pretty good reason for being important. We're active in all branches of medicine at all ages and in the community as well as in the hospital. We're involved in screening, diagnosis, prognosis, treatment, and monitoring. And increasingly, we produce high-quality results in a very quick time to guide decision-making. So put all those things together, and that gives you a feel for why laboratory medicine is important.
Can you give me some example of how IFCC is helping to improve the quality and appreciation of laboratory medicine?
Yes, of course. I said earlier that at any point in time we have maybe 50 projects, so I'll just give you a few. We have several projects in the area of method standardization to make sure that we harmonize the results of patients. And a really good example would be hemoglobin A1C, where there's now a worldwide program based on standards and methods produced by IFCC. In addition, we work with international clinical organizations. One example would be that we work with the world and European organizations in the area of cardiology to better understand the use of cardiac markers. Third example would be that we run courses and educational sessions in the principles and practice of evidence-based laboratory medicine. And I know that you are involved in helping with those projects. Fourthly, we support analytical quality all the way through to laboratory accreditation in developing countries, and the introduction of quality management is really important. I'll give you just two more examples. One is promoting the added value of laboratory medicine to healthcare through a campaign of public relations, and lab tests online and labs are vital are examples of that. And finally, in the context of this interview, we shouldn't forget that we're promoting the role of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine in healthcare to our own professionals as well as to the wider public. And what better way to do it than through El Microscopio?
I have one important question for Latin American people. How is the Liverpool football team doing?
The Liverpool football team has just finished its season and has had a very bad season. Just yesterday, we sacked our manager. So we are looking for a new manager. So if you can recommend someone from Central and South America, that would be great.
You want to finish this interview with some special message for Latin American people to invite the people to join to the IPCC or elsewhere?
Thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to say a big hello to anyone who's working in clinical laboratory medicine anywhere in Central and South America, and to say that you're doing a really important job, and we appreciate your contribution enormously. We look forward to working with you through IFCC, and perhaps the best way that individuals can get involved is to start by working with their national societies. Plenty of jobs to do within national societies in, again, science, clinical practice, and promoting examples of good practice. It's important, I think, in the future that we as laboratory professionals think outside our laboratory as well as inside our laboratory. I think I'll probably leave that as my final word.